So I'm with Gideon Amos. Gideon, you are the prospective parliamentary candidate for the Lib Dems here in Taunton.
I am indeed. Yeah, good to see you, Darren.
And a lovely day for this. What a great occasion. Sir Vince in town.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. He's going out on a real high as party leader. His last few days, amazing achievements from where we were two or three years ago. Our councillors have worked so hard and won all those council seats, taken control of the new council. We were told that would be impossible, you know, because two Conservative councils coming together, making it impregnable, but apparently people had a different idea when they went to vote. We've got some young, dynamic councillors, Federica as leader, and this is a real celebration today, but also a serious note to it about which way the country's going and when that general election is coming and how can we add a bit of stability to our country.
How important has it been over the last couple of years to have somebody like Sir Vince at the helm?
I think it's been really important. Vince is a reliable and a very level-headed leader, and it's something I think the country is crying out for personally. Vince saw the financial crash coming before anybody else in Parliament. He called it right then, and as part of the Lib Dems before that, he called the Iraq war right. And what we're seeing now is increasingly people are beginning to think that we've called the whole Brexit issue right as well. Vince has been an absolute brick throughout. He has consolidated the party. And is been absolutely determined to build to the success we've got today and hand over a party to the new leader, which is growing, which is vibrant, which is buzzing with new ideas and new people.
And for somebody in your position to have somebody like him as someone to look up to must be really good for you personally.
Yeah, it is. It's a huge thing for me to have a role model like Vince, who's been in the most senior positions of government, but also has come from a very ordinary background and has, you know, made his own mark on his own. And the fact that he's here today, making clear that this is a target seat. Now in Taunton Deane for the Liberal Democrats to win in Parliament is obviously a huge boost for us locally as well.
Do you feel the pressure is now on the Lib Dems here in Taunton to achieve?
Absolutely, 100%. People are looking to us to deliver, both on the local council level, a fresh start. And we've begun to do that. Only yesterday, Federica was telling me they've approved new affordable, new social housing, you know, council housing, what people really want here. Our councillors have put through a policy last night saying no to fracking. They have prioritised the planet positive agenda. You know, we're seeing real change. Federica herself is a new kind of leader, a younger kind of leader for the council.
I think it's fair to say as well, Federica's doing a wonderful job so far.
Absolutely, 110%. I couldn't be prouder than to be supporting such a dynamic, young, new leader of the council, fresh ideas, and also a huge team behind her who are committed to our planet positive agenda, to environmental policy, to more social housing, more council housing for local people, so we get really affordable housing, not just huge new developments that nobody really wants to see unless they've got those sustainable standards, those affordability, you know, really affordable, not just called affordable housing.
A great line by Sir Vince on meeting Federica. I think the quote was, "I understand you've inherited an empty larder."
Absolutely. The Augean stables also comes to mind, but I know there's a huge amount to sort out. People were fed up with the priorities, I think, of the previous council, you know, spending on certain areas like, you know, the offices and some sort of speculative hotel venture. What they actually want to see is a positive agenda that's going to inject vitality into our town centre in Taunton and in Wellington as well. And they want to see, you know, more council housing and an end to this endless cutting back of public services. You know, I led my campaign to stop the closure of the Royal Marines base. That was a big thing for me, and it really speaks to people's pride in public services. You know, we are a country that believes in public service, and we need to re-establish that and be proud of it.
And for you personally, what's next? Your journey?
I'm out and about every day. I haven't stopped since 2017, as you know, because I've been to see you, I think, a year ago at Tone FM in the Market House. You know, I'm talking to people, I'm listening to people, I'm on the doorstep, keeping my feet very firmly on the ground. I'm under no illusions about what the obligations are on us as Liberal Democrats and as MPs, as I'm sure I will be, in terms of bringing some stability to the country, to bring back economic stability so our businesses can thrive, and putting the environment at the top of the agenda, and trying to get over this this Brexit nightmare that it's turned into.
You kind of answered the question that I was going to ask, and that was, do you think you will be in the seat next time around?
I definitely believe I will be. I have a lot of work to do to make sure I win people over to that, you know, to that election victory that I certainly plan to achieve. But we've got to look around you. We've got a fantastic team. We're a growing local party. We've got people joining us all the time, and we're out and about on the doorsteps. And just because, okay, our councillors have got control of the council, it's not going to stop us campaigning for people on the ground, listening to people and picking up community issues and working on them.
Gideon, great to see you again. Have a great
day.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Dan.